Hello, Hurdle Crew. It is Terrific Tweet Tuesday, that great day of the week where I bring you several tweets that I personally found terrific, and I've curated them throughout the week because I feel like more people need to hear them. Social media is often flooded with negativity, toxicity, trolls, but there is a light side to it as well. The following messages and information come from people, be them athletes, coaches, other sport practitioners, or not even involved in athletics whatsoever, that consistently give the social spaces some nuggets of knowledge, kindness, advice, humor, love, positivity, and I believe these accounts deserve to be recognized and followed. I receive nothing from these accounts to put their messages out to the Hurdle Crew. I simply want to give recognition to the people that I follow and respect, and want to spread more positivity during a time when most of what we hear revolves around the negative. So, happy Terrific Tweet Tuesday, and I hope you enjoy. All right. The first message I would like to highlight today comes from the man, the myth, the legend himself, Michael Johnson. The former 400 and 200 meter world record holder and 12-time gold medalist between the Olympic Games and Track and Field World Championships turned 54 this past week. Happy birthday, Michael. On his 54th birthday, Michael Johnson chose to grace us the gift of his wisdom when he tweeted, "Hit 54 this week. What I've learned so far? My family is everything. Your decisions determine your success and your failure. Self-discovery pays extraordinary dividends. Preparation, preparation, preparation. Luck helps, but don't wait for it." And that was a terrific tweet from Michael Johnson. Anytime Michael Johnson tweets a message out of what he has learned, it can be a benefit to anybody and everybody. His number one lesson is that family is everything. This is a fact that gets lost on so many of us. Often we get caught up in work, in our habits, in friends, in ourselves, and just get busy living life and trying to get things done that we often, family can fall by the wayside. And before we know it, we've missed those precious times that could have been spent with our loved ones. So tell those closest to you that you love them today, and don't wait until it's too late. Recently, there's been a lot of hurt, pain, death, illness, and if there's one thing that this pandemic certainly should have taught us, it's that time is short and we need to spend it letting the ones that we care about know that we care about them. Michael's next lessons stated that your decisions determine your success and your failure, and that self-discovery pays extraordinary dividends. Actions have consequences. When you're making a decision, you need to be sure to weigh the cost of the possible outcomes. You need to take a little bit of time to look toward your future before any decision, really, and ask yourself which choice is ultimately going to lead you closer to success. One of those decisions may need to be to take time for yourself for some soul searching, because it's in these quiet moments of self-discovery that we can look deeper into ourselves and find a strength, a goal, a determination, or a voice that we may not have otherwise known existed. Finally, the great Michael Johnson tells us, preparation, preparation, preparation. Luck helps, but don't wait for it. Aside from his phenomenal running career, Michael Johnson spends his time acting as the Greek philosophers of old. Like Seneca, Michael is telling us that luck happens when preparation meets opportunity. You need to make your own luck. It's easy for us to look at big-time athletes or actors and actresses or singers and songwriters that have all made it big and they're out there living their dreams, and we can just think, oh, they just got lucky. They just got lucky. They had a break and made the big time. But how many of them spent hours and hours practicing their craft or begging for background spots in shows or movies, or to just go play as the opener for another unknown band on a Tuesday night at the local Ma and Pa restaurant? They searched for it. They looked for opportunity. They prepared to be ready for opportunity. And when opportunity finally arrived, they took it and they ran with it. That was their luck. They put themselves in position to find opportunity, and when it arrived, they were prepared to take advantage of it. If you're not following Michael Johnson on Twitter, you can find him at MJGold, and he's always on there instilling us with wise words and just a great follow. So make sure you follow Michael Johnson on social media there. The next terrific tweet that I wanted to highlight today comes to us from a king of culture, and that is Coach JT Ayers. Coach Ayers is the head coach of the boys track and field team at Tribuco Hills High School in California. JT is a major force for good in the track and field space on social media as well as in real life. The success of his program speaks volumes on his ability to create not just a winning, but family-like culture among the coaches and athletes that he works with. He's honestly great follow on social media. I do not know him personally, but definitely been watching the work he's been doing and listening to podcasts he's been putting out, and being a guest on other podcasts, and having listened to Coach Ayers on his own podcast, which is the On Track and Field podcast, and as a guest on others, I can tell you he does a fantastic job explaining how he creates such a wonderful culture for his athletes and how he spreads his passion, for the sport to the people that he encounters. JT's tweet that I wanted to highlight this week is definitely more geared towards coaches, and I believe it serves as a great reminder to coaches everywhere. It states, "In the off season, I like giving kids the opportunity to choose to show up for practice. It's Tuesday, hills and lunges, not easy at all. The ones that show up are serious about getting better. Happy to report, most show up. Hashtag culture. Hashtag proud coach." Now, I chose to highlight this sentiment because there's a key phrase in JT's tweet that really stood out to me as I read this, and I think all coaches could use a reminder or could learn to do this at all. What Coach Ayers said in this tweet was, "I like giving kids the opportunity to choose to show up for practice." The phrasing of that alone should be enough to change the mindset of both an athlete and coach. In the off season, at high school and lower levels, and often even at the collegiate level, it's usually against the rules to have mandatory practices, but optional practices are allowed. As a coach, it's easy to get frustrated if there's low attendance at these optional off-season workouts. And I thought this was just a good reminder to coaches that you're giving these kids an opportunity to choose to better themselves. You're presenting this opportunity where these athletes can make the decision to be there because it's optional. It's not allowed to be required. So present it to them as such. That's the difference there. You need to present it to them as an opportunity rather than forcing them to do it when really you're not allowed to require these off-season practices. So tell them exactly what the off-season practices are. Tell them it's completely their choice to be there or not. if they're told that they're expected to show up, or even worse, you know, if a coach starts yelling or requiring when they're not allowed to, that these athletes show up to practices, or they get frustrated with athletes and parents for not participating during the off season, then typically these athletes won't want to show up, or they'll purposely rebel against the coach and their demands. So instead, let them know that each off-season workout, it's just all it is an opportunity for them to be better. And when the competitive season starts, that it's their that they'll be better when the competitive season starts. And it's their choice whether they want to take advantage of that opportunity or not. Many people often will do the right thing, but as soon as the right thing is demanded of them, they get turned off by giving in to what was demanded of them. So I just thought that was a good tweet from JT and a good reminder on how to go about building a culture in a program that athletes want to be a part of. You can check out JT's work at www.coachayers.com, www.coachayers.com, and give his podcast, the On Track and Field podcast, a listen anywhere that you listen to your music and your podcasts. It's great stuff. I can tell you, I follow that and listen to every episode. You can find Coach Ayers on Twitter with the handle at Coach JT Ayers. Coach JT Ayers on Twitter. Highly recommend it. The last terrific tweet I would like to share on this Tuesday was written by Coach John Beck. John Beck is a basketball skills coach for Pure Sweat Basketball. His Twitter bio states that he is an educator, a coach, player development coach and consultant, former D1 athlete for Arkansas State men's basketball, serving coaches and players daily, very blessed. Personally, I don't know much else about Coach John Beck. Just follow him on social media. But I can tell you that he is one of the best follows on Twitter for good sport culture creation, motivation, and uplifting words of encouragement. He's always putting out just fantastic little hidden gems of knowledge or motivation or how to go about building a culture within your athletics programs. This tweet that I highlighted from John is more for our athletes out there, but the tweet I chose to highlight reads, "Your coach can deliver the greatest pep talk in history, but it won't help a player who cheats their preparation. The secret to successful, gainful preparation is hidden in your daily habits. If you aren't competing each day, just know that preparation will always reveal itself." John's words here fall right in line with a bit of a theme that we've had from this first terrific Tweet Tuesday. And one of the main things that Michael Johnson said in his tweet that he had learned in his 54 years was to be prepared and that we cannot just wait for luck. Coach JT Ayers got us thinking about presenting and taking opportunities to prepare and to get better. So here, Coach John Beck is emphasizing the importance of taking your practice, your preparation, seriously. When you give your best each and every day, whether it be in a sports practice, studying, at work, doing a podcast, whatever it is that you're working on that day and you're giving your best, you give yourself the best chance to be successful if you're putting all of your effort into it. John says the secret to successful, gainful preparation is hidden in your daily habits. So what are you doing in your daily habits to allow yourself to be the best prepared that you can be? Looking within ourselves, finding that inner motivation, that self-drive to be great, is the ultimate key to preparation. Each of us has the fuel for that fire somewhere within us. But as Michael Johnson said, self-discovery pays extraordinary dividends. it's up to us to find our own flint and steel to ignite that fuel and turn it into flames, to start the fire. It's up to ourselves to get that done. People around you can help. That motivational pep talk from coach is great, but if you're not acting on that motivation each day, then it's not going to mean much. So you have to find that fire within yourself each and every day, so that on game day, on race day, whatever it be, when you're about to give that big presentation at work, then you're prepared and you're ready and you're going to rock it. Compete every day and you will end up being the victor in one way or the other. You can follow John Beck on Twitter at Coach John Beck, J-O-N-B-E-C-K, so at Coach John Beck, and I highly recommend that you do. He's always dropping great thought-provoking messages every day regarding the creation and cultivation of a positive culture in sport. So that'll do it for this week's Terrific Tweet Tuesday. I hope the messages shared today were good reminders for you or even taught you a thing or two. If you don't already do so, please go check out the work done by the three great people that I highlighted in the episode today. Give them a follow on social media and just continue to soak in the wisdom that they are frequently sharing to the world. I hope everybody has a blessed, positive, and happy day. Keep shining, keep smiling, and go out and share something good that you've heard recently with someone special. I'm Coach Ben Bradley, and this is Getting Over It, Musings of a Hurdle Coach, and I'll see you next time.